Explorers say they found the wreckage of a British warship that was sunk by a German U-boat during World War I. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, hundreds died when the HMS Hawk went down off the coast of Scotland in 1914.
When Kevin Heath set out to find the HMS Hawk, he began looking through old UK Royal Navy and German logbooks. The Hawk was torpedoed by the Germans early in World War I, killing 524 people, including the ship's captain. 70 crew members survived. Heath was eager to find the wreckage.
It's a big loss of life, which means it's a big story. This is a big ship, and it's one of the first ships lost in World War I.
Heath found a map in a German logbook that was pivotal in helping him locate the sunken ship some 70 miles off the eastern coast of Scotland. The roughly 400-foot ship had been in the North Sea as part of the Allied blockade of Germany during the First World War. Heath teamed up with a group of scuba divers and set out on an expedition earlier this month to find the Hawk. While the divers descended more than 350 feet, Heath waited on the boat.
And we're sitting there waiting, excited. You know, are they going to say, oh, it is a rock, or it's not the Hawk? Or they all come up and said, yeah, the guns everywhere, you know, and the wreck is in very, very good condition.
The ship's guns were visible, and some of the wood on the deck was still intact. He quickly reported the discovery to the UK Royal Navy and the UK Hydrographic Office. Heath, who's made a hobby of tracking down uncharted shipwrecks, says he had mixed feelings after the find.
When these things happen, it's sort of twofold. It's great, I'm euphoric, and then I think, oh, what do I do now? I've got to find another one.
Heath now plans to write about the discovery as well as a history of the Hawk and its victims for his website, Lost in Waters Deep, which commemorates crews lost around Scotland during World War I. He said he's already received about 30 emails from family members of sailors who died on the Hawk, telling their stories and sharing photographs. Beyond that, Heath said he'll continue looking for shipwrecks off the Scottish coast.
We got a few wrecks that we're still looking for. None of them, I don't think anything will top finding HMS Hawk. There's nothing like that to find now in Scotland.
Joe Hernandez, NPR News.